It is time to bring in Mr. HHH, and that is Pat Picano. What H's have nothing to do with his name, just hazy, hot, and humid. Morning, Pat.
And good morning. My favorite kind of weather.
Hey, I love it. You know, you can sit back now. Your forecast is good for the rest of the week.
There's no doubt about it, yeah. And the only if and but is whether a low comes up the coast and brings us a more generous amount of showers and thunderstorms Friday night to Saturday. That's still very questionable. But other than that, today through Thursday, it's hazy and humid, but scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. Not everybody's going to see this stuff, you know, so it's here and there, 85 to 90 by day, at night near 70. Friday, humid, showers and thunderstorms likely in the low 80s. Weekend, 85 to 90, hazy, very humid, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday.
It was interesting. Yesterday evening, I would say beginning around 4 o'clock in the region, thunderstorms started to pop up, especially to the west of us and to the north of us. What was interesting about these thunderstorms, they didn't seem to move anyplace. They seemed to pop up in places, maybe move just a little bit, and then keep going until they died out. They didn't really, you know, move like east, west to east or west to southeast. They basically stayed in the same locations.
That's why a lot of places in Jersey got some really bad flooding yesterday. And also there were reports of ping pong hail. These storms weren't moving, lack of upper air winds or steering currents. And I think today, for the most part, they're just going to be even less widespread than they were yesterday. And probably about the same Wednesday. I don't think there probably will be any storms on Thursday. And then, of course, a more widespread shower and thunderstorm activity coming in on Friday. So, you know, that's the day that I'm supposed to leave for Maine. I will be leaving for Maine no matter what. Hopefully the weather will be a little bit better there, but I doubt it highly. I still see it being humid up there as well. I have a question for you concerning the Merritt Parkway, which you always recommend that I take.
No, I never recommend that you take the Merritt Parkway.
Oh, it's what you don't recommend.
Yeah, I don't recommend it. If you time it out so it's not during the workday.
It'll be during the work day, but it'll be after morning rush.
Doesn't matter. The place just gets packed. It's You know the Taconic State Parkway, right?
No.
All right. Well, the Taconic State Parkway runs down from the interstate interchange outside of Albany down to New York City, just like the Sawmill Parkway having. It's two lanes on each side, and it's not like driving on the interstate, or, you know, I just try to avoid it because it always seems just to frustrate me and take me longer. But that's me. I mean, if you want to do that, you can do that. I mean, but I would think that from where you are, you would take 84 over to Hartford. Then what I used to do is I used to then go on 84 north into Massachusetts, get on the Pike. But that takes you, it takes you a little out of your way, but also the speeds that you're traveling are 70 miles an hour, which is different than 45 to 50 miles an hour. So, I mean, it's six of one, half dozen the other, Pat. You know, my personal thing is I'd rather have a little bit longer mileage, but also I'd be able to go 20 miles an hour faster. So, I mean, that's my take on it. But don't listen to me all the time, for our sakes.
No. So my question is how would you travel through Connecticut? You're telling me to take the Connecticut Turnpike to New Haven and then up north.
Well, no, you're where you are. You go across the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Get on 84, and 84 will take you to 91 in Hartford. Then you can decide. Well, I'll take 91 north, And then I'll cut over on the Mass Turnpike, and then when I get over by Worcester, you know, you get on another road which takes you up into Maine, and that's the way I used to leave my house in Connecticut, and go to Augusta, Maine, and I could make it in 5 hours.
Wow, that's really good.
5 hours.
That's really good. All right, so. I will then head toward the Beacon Bridge. I've never been across the Beacon Bridge. How about that?
Never. Well, it'll be a first time for you. The Hamilton, it's really the Hamilton Fish Bridge, but we all call it the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. But that's what I would do. You know, go look it out on the map and actually go to Google and have it play in your drive. It'll give you different options. But that's the way I would go, because that's the way I always went. And like I said, I could make it from West Cornwall, Connecticut, to Augusta, Maine in 5 hours. The last hour and a half was a killer, though, because there's nothing but trees. Fine. So, but that's the way I used to go.
Okay.
But then also back then, I was lucky because I forget the name of the airline, but an airline was flying that there was no reservations. You showed up and you got on, and you paid when you were on the plane. I forget what it was. And I finally learned that I'd have my mother pick me up. I could fly. I drive an hour to Portland, okay? Get on a plane, and in 20 minutes be in Bradley, rent a car, go to my mother's, which was another 45-minute drive. So instead of 5 hours, I was tied up for like 2 hours. And I used to do that. And it was cheap, Pat. I remember the first time I got I called up to find out what it cost, and they said it was something like $29 for a one-way ticket. And I said, does this plane have jets? Is it a jet? And it was. It was a regular 707.
Really?
People's Express was the airline. People's Express, and they would come down the aisle. There was no drinks or soda. They would come down the aisle with a stewardess pushing a credit card machine, taking your money, almost like you were on the bus. But I'll tell you what, it was amazing. You could, I mean, like I said, instead of driving 5 hours each way, you could, including your drive to the airport, you could be at your destination in 2.5 hours.
That sounds great. And, you know, I did what you told me. And from my house, it's telling me that even though it may take 4 or 5 minutes a little bit longer, it's definitely more direct. They want me to take the Palisades to, looks like, is it 9W?
Yeah.
9W and up through Cold Spring, and then to the bridge, to the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, and then over to 84.
All right, so that's that's the way I would that's the way I would go, but that would just be me.
But that's you probably could, because they give you two routes. They give you it looks to me like it's 202 up to the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, or you could take 87.
Yeah.
That's a little bit further west.
Yeah.
You know, so you swing out a little bit further to the west, and then you swing back toward the bridge, whereas 202 would take you, very close to the Hudson all the way up.
Well, whatever way you decide, that's the way I would go. That's the way I did it years and years ago back in my youth.
Okay, well, I'm going to, you know what, it would probably be nice, but I see what you mean, but 84, and then you have to go south on 84 to get across Danbury, and then it goes up to Waterbury, and then Hartford, so it dips a little, and then it goes back northeast to Hartford.
Yeah, but it moves along pretty good.
It does, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So far, you haven't failed me yet. So I'm going to tell, and it's a different route, and I've never been that way. So hopefully, see some nice things up along the way.
You'll go over Waterbury, so you'll look down on Waterbury, your entrance to Hartford is nice to see the city that way. Yeah, to me, that's the best way to go. But anyways, it's summertime, so you're going to run into traffic no matter where you go, which way you go.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. It's summertime.
Yep. You're right. But it won't be as bad as it normally would because, again, a lot of people are home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's not going to be as bad. I'm hoping the weather is going to be a little bit better. But now, you know as well as I do, so our listeners, that's something you can't control.
How many days are you staying in Maine?
Only five. I'll be there Friday. I leave Wednesday.
And where are you going to Maine?
Algonquin.
Oh, you're like,
Which is, you know, just over the New Hampshire border.
Yeah,
you cross over the New Hampshire border, I think it's like maybe two exits. That's it.
Here's what I tell everybody. If you're going to go to Maine, the farthest you should go is Portland.
Right, and that's right after Algonquin, right.
Portland. Yeah. Don't go any further than that. Just go to Portland.
I know, because you lived there a long time. I know that. Yeah, I've been to Portland. It's a nice city, very nice city.
That was, you know, from Portland to Augusta, there's nothing but trees.
Nothing, yeah.
Really? If you see exits, and they'll say... next right takes you to Buttaville, right? Well, at most places, Buttaville is right there at the exit. In Maine, when you take an exit, you travel 25 or 30 miles to get to the town.
Is that so?
It's very funny, yeah. Nope. Maine. What a great 9 months I spent in Maine, I'll tell you.
Sounds like can't even wait to go back.
It was a beautiful, there were some very beautiful things about Maine. In the wintertime, I would drive to the seashore to see the incredible crashing waves. In the summertime, I'd drive to Portland and have some fun. It was okay, but it was not a place for me to live with my life. It was like being outside a fishbowl, looking in at the fish. That's really what it was like here. It was like you just weren't part of really what was going on. So. Which might be a good thing nowadays. Who knows?
Yeah, really.
All right.
Thanks, Marshall.
Pat, I want you to have a good day, a restful day. I know you will, unless some weird weather happens. But it looks like you got a pretty relaxing week to head into your week to go away.
Yeah, so far it looks so.
All right, have a great day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast here on Robinhood Radio.